I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's time for the ETF of the week. And of course, for more information, go to ETFtrends.com or follow ETF Trends on Twitter. Now, ETF Trends is the home of Tom Lydon, who is not just the editor of ETF Trends. He is also the president of Global Trend Asset Management. And beyond checking out ETF Trends, you can follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon. And as always, I am pleased to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be here, Chuck. Thanks.
Tom joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that even great personal finance information can leave you overloaded, unable to figure out how the experts' best ideas really apply. To start determining the best ideas for your situation, visit HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the Spider S&P Dividend ETF, ticker symbol SDY.
SDY. Dividend investing, a very popular choice. There are also a lot of ETF options for dividend investing. So why this one now?
Well, you're right. Dividend investing right now is very popular and topical as we're looking to see how the fiscal cliff talks come out and specifically where dividend taxes come out. So there have been a lot of discussion about higher dividend taxes as we go into 2013. But here's the big item I think that investors have to consider. Dividend investing is extremely popular right now as treasury yields are near all-time lows. So the question is, as you're looking for yield, there are different places to go. On the equity side, you can not only get better than treasury yields, but also market participation. And then finally, there's a huge amount of money, percentage of money, and percentage of investors that aren't going to be as affected by higher taxes. So number one, qualified money, money that's in deferred plans like IRAs and 401ks. There's state and pension fund money that's also in this area. So I don't think we're going to see less attraction to dividend-oriented investing, even if dividend tax hikes go through. And to some degree, they may go up a small amount. But even if they go up a great amount, I think there's always going to be that demand. But specific to this, Chuck, this is one of the largest and most tested dividend-oriented ETFs. And the idea behind it, it has a high-yield dividend aristocrats index behind it that S&P put together that tracks some of the highest-yielding dividend stocks of the S&P 500.
The result of this is an investment that has a pretty decent yield on its own. I mean, at a time when you're talking about treasury yields being in the 1.6, 1.7 range, we're not quite double that. But, you know, for an index fund generating a yield north of 3%, that's pretty good under any circumstances.
Well, it sure is. And also what's proven, you know, with the performance of this, because dividend-oriented stocks have been less volatile, investors have had the market appreciation with less volatility in the ETF as well. And it's not also specific to certain sectors. There's a broad cross-section of sectors involved. A little bit more heavily weighted in consumer staples, financials, and industrials, but there's utilities, healthcare, telecom, energy, information technology. So you don't, when you look under the hood, are alarmed or scared that you might be overly weighted in certain areas.
That brings up another point, which is that the weighting here and the way this is constructed, folks will hear you say, okay, it's based on the S&P, but it's not. It's based on an index spun off the S&P. So, you know, if you look at this fund, you are not looking at the biggest holdings being the biggest stocks in the S&P 500.
That's right. And, you know, again, it brings up the subject of index creation. So we've moved way past the S&P 500 today, especially with ETFs. We tend to see more and more creative use of indexes. And here's just another case where S&P has gone in and said, our mandate is to find some of the best stocks in the S&P 1500 that are kicking off decent yields, aren't as risky, and also are diversified among a variety of asset classes.
Well, let's talk just a little bit about how appropriate this is for a portfolio. I mean, it's pretty mainstream. What kind of asset allocation are you suggesting folks commit to this? For how long? And what's a reasonable expectation beyond that 3% yield?
Right. So this can be definitely a long-term buy. And depending on your allocation, as far as fixed income and equity, it really covers both sides of the fence. Because there are many that, from a fixed income standpoint, people are upset with the slower yields and the lower yields. And with the threat of higher yields in treasuries going forward and the fact that you could actually lose money, our recommendation would be pare down on treasuries over the next 3 to 5 years to some degree, because equities probably have a better chance of performing better than treasuries and almost double the yield, as you say. So specific, I would say from an equity standpoint, if you've got a 50-50 allocation between equity and fixed income, you could put as much as 20% of your equity position in this for a long-term buy, and I think be quite happy.
Well, there you have it. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. It is the Spider S&P Dividend ETF based on the S&P 1500 High Achievers Index. It is ticker symbol SDY. For more information on this and any of Tom's ETF advice, go to ETFtrends.com, follow ETF Trends on Twitter, or follow Tom Lydon at Tom Lydon. Tom, it's always great to chat with you. We look forward to doing it again next week.
Thanks, Chuck. See you next week.
There is much more to go on Money Life. Stick around. We'll be right back.